Welcome and thank you for joining us for this service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the August 3rd, 2025 service, the 8th Sunday after Pentecost. The sermon will be delivered by Pastor Peter Blank.
We come with willing hearts and eager minds. We come in our weakness and wander.
Teach us your ways, O God of our salvation.
We come seeking the path of justice.
We are ready to follow, O God of our salvation.
Next is the hymn, O Worship the King.
The word of the Lord from the book of Psalms. Hear what Spirit is saying to the church. Hear this, all you peoples. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak wisdom. The meditation of my heart shall be understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will solve my riddle to the music of the harp. Why should I fear in times of trouble when the iniquity of my persecutors surrounds me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast of the abundance of their riches. Truly, no ransom avails for one's life. There is no price one can give to God for it. For the ransom of life is costly and can never suffice. That one should live on forever and never see the pit. When we look at the wise, they die. Fool and dolt perish together and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling places to all generations, though they named lands their own. Mortals cannot abide in their pomp. They are like the animals that perish. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Next is verse 1 of Great is Thy Faithfulness.
We turn to our New Testament reading found in the Epistle to the Church at Colossae, Colossians 3, verses 1 through 11. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Since you've been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. Because you have died to this life. Your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is in you, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. So put to death the sinful, earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Because of these sins, the anger of God is coming. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and even dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful self and all of its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature. Be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like the Creator. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile. It doesn't matter if you are circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric and uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters, and Christ lives in all of us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Paul's words challenges us to set our hearts above. In the book written by C.S. Lewis, he wrote it for his children, and when he started it, they were children, and by the time he finished it, they were all grown up, which often happens in the life of an author. But the book I want to focus on of C.S. Lewis's writing, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. In this story, there is a boy, Eustace, and he's not a particularly likable boy. He's got some really irritable aspects to his personality. Because of his selfishness in this story, he is turned into a dragon. And by himself, he tries to peel off the scales that made him a dragon, but he can't. It's not until the Christ-like character in the story, Aslan, the lion, he begins to peel off those scales one by one, and as he does, it hurts. But also, as he does remove these scales, Eustace heals. And after having been turned into a dragon, he then becomes who he truly is as the scales come loose. Not by his own ability, but by Aslan, the Christ-like figure. That's the image that Paul gives us in Colossians 3. We are being made new in Christ, and it's something that we cannot perform ourselves. We cannot make this happen. The old self, the dragon skin self, must go. And the new self must rise. This isn't about self-help, a change of mind, attitude. It's about transformation. In verses 1 through 4, this phrase, set your heart on and mind on things above. Paul says, since you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on the things above. The key word in this passage is the word since. Paul doesn't say, try harder so God will love you. No, he doesn't say that at all. Instead, he says, since God already raised you with Christ, now live it. Live like it. So the phrase, to set your heart and to set your mind above, is to live with a new compass. It's a reorientation. So instead of anxiety, pursue peace. Instead of greed, pursue generosity. Instead of chasing worth in status or in stuff, we can rest in Christ. Paul says our lives are hidden in Christ with God. Your identity, my identity, it's not your job. The job that you do out there in the world. It's not your failures when you fail to live up to your ideals or fail in your job. It's not your successes either. Your identity is in Jesus Christ. And when Christ appears in glory, you will appear in glory with Christ. That's your future, my future. And until then, Paul is challenging us to live like it, because that's the truth of what is happening within us. So with this first phrase where Paul says, since you've been raised with Christ, set your mind, set your heart on things above. Paul then challenges us with this. Put to death whatever belongs to your earthly nature. That's strong language. These aren't habits that we're to manage. These are inclinations of ours, wrongdoings, iniquity in our hearts. These are sins for us to put down, put to death. Paul names some of these sins of the heart: sexual immorality, impurity, greed. Then he names relational sins like anger, malice, slander. These destroy trust. They destroy relationships and they destroy communities. Why must these go? They belong to the old self. The old self that is a part of dragon scales that needs to be removed one scale at a time. They belong to the old self, a self that has died when Christ raised you and me. I started at the baptismal font, where the words we use there at that font are, once you are dead to Christ, now you are raised to new life, as we are washed clean and claimed by God, never to be let go again. The old self, it doesn't want to go away. It doesn't want to go quietly. No, it keeps trying to run the show. And that's why this thing about us putting to death the earthly nature is a daily thing to do. We crucify what once ruled us. And then Paul adds, don't lie to each other. Why? Because in Christ, we're done with masks. We are free to be who we are created to be. We don't pretend. We don't perform. We live in truth because we belong to the truth. And when we practice living that truth, it is so much easier than paying attention to where we've lied or fudged on the truth, said almost enough but not quite. Put to death the earthly nature. Set your heart and mind on things above. And then Paul adds to that, put on the new self. In verses 10 and 11, he says, you put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge of the image of its creator. This is recreation language. God is making something brand new in you. And believe it or not, it's something that looks a lot like Jesus living in you. It isn't about being slightly improved. It isn't a full makeover of the soul. We are being remade in Christ's likeness. Not by our strength, because we can't do it alone, but through God's Spirit. And then Paul makes a very radical claim. Here is no Gentile or Jew, no slave or free, but Christ is all and in all. Paul, in these words, is shocking the first century, and these words still shock us today. Because in the world we live in, we are divided by race. We are divided by class, gender, politics, but not in Christ. Not in Christ. All of those walls collapse, fall apart. We aren't defined by what separates us, but by the one who unites us. And so that means our church and all churches aren't clubs for like-minded people. They're sanctuaries for the reborn. No one's higher, no one's lower. Christ is in all, and Christ is in us. So we're raised with Christ to live differently. So now what? What does it look like to live as people who've been raised with Christ? It starts first thing today, tomorrow. Before you reach for your cell phone, before you reach for your planner and say, what's my day going to be? Pray this. Lord, help me set my heart on things that are above today. And then ask, what old behavior needs to die today? Where have I let anger or even envy take root? Who do I need to forgive? Or who do I need to seek forgiveness from? Next, put on the new self. Just like getting dressed for the day. You know, it's one thing to be in your jammies and you don't dare go outside looking like that. Although I do see some dressed in their jammies at the grocery store, and it just seems weird. But that's me. Put on the new self like you do when you put on your clothing, getting dressed for the day. Put on compassion when you meet someone who's struggling, and there are those struggling right around us. Put on kindness when you could just scroll right on past. Put on humility when your pride wants to be right in the situation. Put on patience when everything in you wants to snap. Put on love, which ties it all together. So as you move through the day after having started with that prayer of, Lord, help me set my heart on things above today, and you've started with putting on the new self, remember this, that Christ is in all. That person who cuts you off in traffic, Christ is in them. That family member you find so hard to talk to because you disagree with them, Christ is in them. The person that this world ignores, Christ sees them, and so must we. So here's the challenge for the week. Name one old self behavior that you need to surrender. Confess it and let it go. Name one new self virtue to practice. Choose it daily. Name one person in whom you will try to see Christ in this week, and honor them. You don't live this way to earn God's favor. You and I live this way because you and I already have it. The tomb is behind you, where the buried and dead belong. Resurrection is the new reality, and so today, so go. Live as people raised with Christ. Live with hearts that are set above. Live lives made new. Live with Christ at the center of everything we think and everything we do.
Next are verses 1 and 6 of Take My Life and Let It Be. Next is the hymn, In Remembrance.
In remembrance of me.
extra phrase in there.
My friends, go in peace to love the Lord your God. Love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. And let us sing our ascending song.